neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
But this part must be recited on Shabbatot also, even though that is a personal request. In the rest of the Tefillah, we say, Refa'enu, Hashiveinu, Shemagoleinu, for everyone. But the last part is personal. So now, this part is limited as far as answering Ameni, Kedusha, and so on. So to bypass this matter, that be able to answer all the part of the Kedusha, because actually the Gadosh Gadosh and Baruch is part of the Kedusha. But there is a discussion if the last part, the third Pasuk, that is Imloch, is it part of the Kedusha or not? So somehow, if you got caught in that part, in the end of the Lahash, you're not permitted to answer that part, the Imloch part. So to bypass this matter, it's suggested to just raise your leg one by one, so that we can say for you that you concluded your tefillah. Just bring it up one by one, and then you can answer everything. So that's the solution in case you have not concluded your tefillah, and then Hassan started Nachdishach, or you hear Amenim or Gaddishim. So then that's why, that's how you can answer all the part of the Kaddishim and Kedusha and Amenim. There is a suggestion in the end of the tefillah, you mention a pasuk that starts with beginning of your name and ends with your letter of your name. Why? Because it's brought in Zohar HaKadosh, after Ma'av Esrim Shana, Benachat and Shalva, when one leaves his olam, then he would not remember his name. So this is a prescription that Achare Ma'av Esrim, your name will be part of the Tanakh by mentioning a pasuk that starts with your name, the first letter of your name, and it ends with the last letter of your name. Somehow, you should not say it by heart. Because we have a halakha, the devarim shebichtav, we cannot say it by heart. That means, you cannot say mizmorim or chumash, just say it by heart. That's not permitted. Unless that you know it very well. But still, we have such a halakha. So it's suggested, if you like to say this pasuk, you write it in your siddur, so we not say it by heart.
Why? You're supposed to say it by heart?
Yeah, because whatever that Ribbono Shel Olam gave to Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom, Torah Shebichtav, so it's written. But Torah Shebaal Peh, they were not supposed to write it. So why they wrote it and so on, that's a different subject. But Devarim Shebichtav, that means the Mikra, Tehilim, all the Tanakh, we're not permitted to say it by heart.
It's only permitted to read it from the text. So that this matter, at the end of the Tefillah, if you like to say the Pasuk, it's good to write it down in your Siddur, so you not be over by this Sibui.
Koila neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koila neshamone shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.